Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies in space sector. Nagaland government discusses sensitive border issues with Assam government, says matter is sub judice and both states must avoid unilateral actions. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton holds public meetings following eviction of illegal settlements. And in sports, Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched first ever junior world title in Canada. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said today that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission. The Prime Minister asserted that in the coming times, India will build its own space station. In a video message, the Prime Minister greeted everyone associated with the space sector, including scientists and all the youth, on the occasion of National Space Day. Mr. Modi said in a short time, National Space Day has become an occasion of enthusiasm and attraction among the youth. The Prime Minister added that the space sector is carving one milestone after another, and in the last 11 years, the government has done many reforms in the space sector. Mr. Modi mentioned that space tech is also becoming a part of governance in India. The Prime Minister further highlighted that India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier.
This time, Space Day's theme is Aryabhat se Gaganyaan tak. इसमें अतीत का आत्मविश्वास भी है और भविष्य का संकल्प भी है. नेशनल स्पेस डे हमारे युवाओं में उत्साह और आकर्षण का अवसर बन गया है.
The Prime Minister announced that the first PSLV rocket built by the private sector will soon be launched. He expressed happiness that India's first private communication satellite is also under development. He added that preparations are underway to launch an Earth observation satellite constellation through public-private partnership. Mr. Modi remarked that the infinite expanse of space constantly reminds that no destination is ever final. He emphasized that similarly, there should be no finality in policy-level progress within the space sector. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and MLAs Achumbemo Kikon and Y. Monbemo discussed sensitive border issues with Assam Minister Chandra Mohan Patowari and MLA Biswajit Phukan. During the meeting, the Nagaland side reiterated that the matter is sub judice before the Supreme Court and both states must avoid unilateral actions until a resolution is reached. Mr. Patton, in a social media post, said that the meeting underlined the shared history between the two states and the need to resolve them with mutual respect and peaceful coexistence. He stressed that all activities in the DAB must be carried out jointly with full sensitivity to the livelihood concerns of local farmers. While welcoming the successful joint eviction drives against illegal settlements, which benefit communities on both sides, Mr. Patton called for refraining from plantations or erecting pillars at the eviction sites. He asserted that Ahoms and Nagas have been peacefully coexisting since time immemorial and there should be no dispute between them. Mr. Patton said Nagaland remains committed to peace, cooperation and upholding the status quo in both letter and spirit until a lasting solution is achieved. Senior officials, DCs, SPs and police leadership of both states also attended the meeting. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton today held a public meeting at Hukai Village, Newland, in the aftermath of the eviction of illegal settlements in the Disturbed Area Belt DAB. During the meeting, the Deputy CM took note of the concerns shared by stakeholders. Six frontal organizations, Akunaka Kukami Hoho, Western Sumi Hoho, Western Sumi Kukami Hoho, Western Sumi Youth Front, Akunaka Area Youth Front and Ralan Akunaka Naga Public Organization shared their views at the meeting. The Deputy CM held another public meeting at Chujanpen Village today and listened to the grievances of the people. The public meeting was convened by the JCC of Ralan Area Lota Hoho and Yanmon Area Public Organization on the prevailing situation in the DAB following the recent eviction of illegal settlements. Minister of State for Space Dr. Jitendra Singh has said opening up the space sector for the private sector was the greatest reform done in the last 11 years. Addressing the second National Space Day function in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh said, with the mantra of reform, perform and transform, the space sector is moving ahead. Dr. Singh said, 2 years ago, India's Chandrayaan mission landed on the moon's south pole, making India the first country to do so. He said, even during Operation Sindoor, the world witnessed India's space and technology capabilities.
छह महीने पहले ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के द्वारा भारत की अंतरिक्ष की क्षमताओं का प्रदर्शन धरती से लेकर आकाश तक सबको देखने को मिला और पहली बार हिंदुस्तान का लोहा दुनिया भर ने माना। और ऐसे समय में जब ये दिवस मनाया जाता है तो इसका विशेष महत्व रहता है। आने वाला समय और भी अधिक रोचक होने वाला है, जैसे कि भारत ने अपना एक अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन, भारतीय अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन स्थापित करने का भी निर्णय लिया है।
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan expressed pride and happiness at India's progress in the space sector. He added that India has achieved leadership in 9 space missions. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Dr. Narayanan highlighted that ISRO engineers helped avert a disaster in the Axiom 4 mission by detecting a liquid oxygen leak. Their insistence on further checks led to the discovery of a critical crack, prompting this launch scheduled for June 11 to be called off.
Entire contract was executed by ISRO team, and we also had a great role to play in ensuring safety of them. In fact, originally the launch was planned on 11th June, and 10th June morning we came to know there was a minor leakage in the Falcon rocket, which is supposed to take Shukla plus 3 more astronauts. So based on our insistence, the launch was called off, and when they checked the rocket, it was a surprise even to Falcon team, SpaceX team. There was a crack in the oxidizer line, and then everything was corrected.
Astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla said, India has some very big ambitions going forward with the Gaganyaan mission, the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, and eventually landing on the moon. He said the Japanese and European space agencies are also excited about the mission. Mr. Shukla said, this is the golden period for the country as far as space exploration is concerned.
I think the excitement is very real. We have great ambitions, and I think now, since the responsibility has been given, it is our job and duty to perform them. I'm so happy to see that is already happening in a lot of ways. I think this is the golden period for our country as far as space exploration is concerned.
The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The Central Bureau of Investigation has carried out raids at the premises linked to Anil Ambani in Mumbai in connection with an alleged bank fraud case. The case involves an alleged fraud that resulted in a loss of 2,000 crore rupees to the State Bank of India. The raid comes following a complaint by the SBI, which classified the company and its promoter as fraud on June 13. The classification was in line with RBI's master directions on fraud risk management and the bank's own policy framework. And in sports, the Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched their first ever junior world title at the 2025 World Archery Youth Championships in Canada today. The Indian trio of Kushal Dalal, Mihir Apar and Ganesh Maniratnam defeated Germany in a shoot-off after the scores were tied at 233 each in the gold medal match. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies in space sector. Nagaland government discusses sensitive border issues with Assam government, says matter is sub judice and both states must avoid unilateral actions. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton holds public meetings following eviction of illegal settlements. And in sports, Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched first ever junior world title in Canada. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.